Okay, today's daf is Bav Metzia daf Yud Aleph. Right, we left off in daf Yud Amud Beis, and we're sort of right in the middle of an inyan. We left off yesterday. We were discussing that we had two deos, meaning we had discussed the concept of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. So we were discussing that if Chatzar works midin shlichus, so then how could Chatzar ever affect Kinyanei Geneva? Because after all, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, so the Chatzar should never be able to be Kona something that I stole. And we know that a Chatzar can affect Kinyanei Geneva. So how does that fit with the concept of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera? So we had two opinions in the Gemara. Opinion number one was Ravina. So Ravina said that the concept of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera is limited in the following sense. That when do we say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera? That's only if the Shliach is also a Bar Chiyuva. But if the Shliach is not a Bar Chiyuva, namely a Chatzar, so then you're not going to say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. So says the Gemara, then the second opinion we had was Rav Sama. Rav Sama also limited the concept of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. He said, when do we say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera? That's where the Shliach has a choice to do or not to do the Shlichus. But if the Shliach has no choice to do or not to do the Shlichus, it's just like a Chatzar, which obviously does not have Bechira, doesn't get to choose whether to do or not to do the Shlichus, so then we're not going to say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, then the Mishaleach is going to be Chayiv. So those were the two deos. Now Tosos points out in Dibur HaMaskel Ibai Lo Avid within the Shita of Rav Sama that if you're going to say that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera is only true when the Shliach has the choice to do or not to do it, but when the Shliach has no choice, then we're not going to say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, then there will be a Shliach L'Dvar Avera, and the Mishaleich will be Chayiv. Frek Tosfos, there was a Gemara we learned not that long ago that seems to be against it. V'im Tomar v'hadit Tnan, the Mishnah Maseches Bava Kamma, ha'yamoshcha v'yotze u'meis b'rishos b'ilim pater, if you're pulling an animal out and it dies while it's in the rishos b'ilim, as you're trying to steal it, and it dies while it's still in the rishos b'ilim, you're pater, but higbio o'hotio m'rishos b'ilim u'meis, but if you lift it up where you're ready kone it, or you've already pulled it out of the Rishos Bailim, and then it dies, Chayiv. Upirish Rashi B'lashon Echad, and Rashi has a couple of interpretations over there, but in one of the Lashonos, Rashi explains as follows, that Sha'amar Ganav L'Shomer, the Ganav tells a Shomer, Shor Echad Yeshli Bebayis Ploni, the Ganav lies to the Shomer. He says, I have a Shor that's in that guy's house, and I need my Shor, but he tells the Shomer it's his. Vitael of Shomer Chinam, and I want you to be a Shomer Chinam, Hotzio a Shomer Mirshos Bailim, and the Shomer takes it out of the Rishos Bailim because I asked him to. He's my Shliach. Umeis, and the animal dies. Chayev Haganav b'mashichas HaShomer. I'm going to be Chayev, even though I didn't touch the animal, and I sent a Shliach to do the dirty work for me. I sent this Shomer as my Shliach to go and to pull the animal for me and to be gone with the animal for me. Vamai, vahi yibayi lo avid. Why should I be chayiv? After all, yibayi lo avid. If the Shomer wanted, he had the ability to not do it. Meaning, according to this rule that we just said, that if the Shliach has the choice to yes do it or not do it, then we're going to say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. So the Mishaleach should not be chayiv. But if the Shliach has no choice, then Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera. But over there we say the Mishaleach is chayiv, and the Shliach has a choice. When I tell the Shomer to go and take the animal, he certainly has a choice to take it or not to take it. He certainly has Bechira in that case. So says Tosfos, yeah, but think about the case for a second. The Shomer is really put in a tough spot over there because he's asked to do an Avera and he has no idea that he's being asked to do an Avera. He thinks that you really own it. So says Tosfos, Yishlomar, Kivan Sha'in HaShomer Yodea Shuhu Ganuv, since the Shomer doesn't know that it's stolen, have like a Chatzar de Balkar Chlamosev Bey. So it's that then it becomes like a Chatzar where it's Balkarcho, meaning it's not Balkarcho in the sense that he has no way that he has no way of avoiding doing this. Of course, he could always refuse the Shlichus, but since he's missing some critical information and motivation to refuse the Shlichus, because he's missing the most important piece of information that would lead one to refuse the Shlichus, namely that it's a Shlichus of Varveira, that's Ki'ilu that he's doing it Balkarche. It's as if he's not not given a choice over here. And therefore, he would have the same status as a chatzar who's sent as a shliach ki'ilu to be kona kinyone kinevin something, and therefore we would say yeh shliach l'dvar avera, and the mishalech would be chayev. Okay, but either way, we had two shitos over here, why we say, when we say yeh shliach l'dvar avera. Is it when the mishalech is not a bar chiyuva, or is it when the shaliach rather is not a bar chiyuva, or is it when the shaliach does not have the choice of doing it or not doing it? So says Mar Mai Benayhu, what's the nafkamina between the two? Where is one going to apply and the other not going to apply? Meaning in either case, a sada obviously can be a shaliach lidvar avera. So Yikub Benayhu, Kohen damar le Yisrael tseva kadesh li isha grusha. The nafkamina is a Kohen says to Yisrael, I want you to be makadish for me. I want a woman who's divorced. Now, a Kohen is not allowed to marry a divorcee. It's an isser for a Kohen. Yisrael is allowed to marry a divorcee. There's no isser for him. So as long as the shaliach is not a bar chiyuva, over here you have a case where he's not a bar chiyuva, but he does have the choice, yes or no. So according to the first day, according to Ravina, where it all depends on whether he's a bar chiyuva or not, so over here you would say, yesh shaliach l'dvar avera, because the Yisrael is not a bar chiyuva. But according to the second day of Rav Samu, who says that it all depends on whether the shaliach has a choice in the matter, so over here you would say, ain't shaliach l'dvar avera, because the shaliach certainly has a choice in the matter. That's one possibility. Inami, another possibility of what the nafkamina would be, ishta amr lo li'isha akfili katan. A man asks a woman to do hakafas harosh on a katan. Right, a little bit of a dafyomi coincidence, this was the topic of last night's Halachashir, was the mitzvah or the iser of cutting off the peos harosh lo sakifu pa'as roshchem. Now we discussed last night that a man is chayiv in the mitzvah of hakafas harosh. A woman is not chayiv in the mitzvah of hakafas harosh. A katan is not chayiv in anything. So, and we also discussed that there are two isurim. Number one is the iser of being makif. Number two is the iser of being nikaf. There's an iser to do the act of hakafas harosh, and there's an iser of being the one that gets hukaf, that gets whose head gets rounded off, whose payas get cut off. And the Gemara Makkah says that you're chayiv malkus for either one of those. Even if you're just sitting there becoming being the nikaf, you're going to be chayiv malkus. The Gemara says, how could you be chayiv malkus? It's a lav shein b'maisa, right? You're not doing anything. So the Gemara says, b'mesayaya. No, you move your head this way, you tilt your head that way, you help out as the barber tries to cut off your payas, and therefore you're going to be chayiv malkus in that case. So again, so over here you asked a woman to do a kafas harosh for the katan. Now the woman certainly has the choice to listen to you or not to listen to you. Yet at the same time, the woman is not chayiv in a kafas harosh. She's not included. She's not a bar chiyuva. So according to Ravina, that it all depends on whether the shliach is a bar chiyuva. Over here, she's not a bar chiyuva. We're going to say yesh shliach l'dvar avera. According to Rav Samu, says that it all depends on whether she has an option or not. Over here, she does have an option. So we're going to say the normal rule of ein shliach l'dvar avera. She can choose to listen to you or not to listen to you. L'hachlish adomer kal hechadi by yavadi by lo avid lo mechayiv sholcho hachinami by yavadi by lo avid lo mechayiv sholchan. If you're going to say that whenever the shliach has a choice to do or not to do, then the mishalayach is not going to be chayiv. So we hear as well. We're going to say in shliach dvar ver the mishalayach is not going to be chayiv. L'hachlish adomer kal hechad the shliach lav bar chiyuva mechayiv sholcho. And according to the lashon, it says that wherever the shliach is not a bar chiyuva, then the mishal will be chayiv. Haninami kivin dalav menei chiyuvin in whom mechayiv sholchan. In both of these cases, the shliach is not a bar chiyuva, and therefore the mishaleach should be chayiv. Period. So says Tosos, a couple of important Tosin. So first of all, the example of we gave that's a nafkamida between the two cases is a man says to a Kohen says to Yisrael, I want you to be mekadesh grusha for me. And that's the case where the shaliach is not a bar chiyuva, only the mishaleach is. Frek Tosos, v'imtomer v'afilu amr l'kohen nami. And what if the Kohen says to another Kohen, be mekadesh this isha grusha for me? Is the shaliach a bar chiyuva in Kiddushin of another Kohen? Meaning, if you told the Shliach, I want you to be Mekadish for yourself, Anisha Grusha, then I understand. The Shliach is Bar Chiyuva because a Kohen is not allowed to be Mekadish Grusha. But if the Mishaleach is the Kohen, and I'm sorry, the Mishaleach is one the Kiddushin is happening on behalf of, so even if he sends another Kohen to do the Kiddushin for me, I'm not asking you to do the Kiddushin for yourself. I'm asking you to do the Kiddushin for me. So even another Kohen would not be a Bar Chiyuva in the Mishaleach being Mekadesh Grusha. He's only Baruch Yuvan himself being Mekadesh Agrusha. So the answer is Tosos Yeshlomar, the Kohen Mikri Baruch Yuvah, Holvi Mekadesh La'atzmon Chayiv. Now the Kohen is called the Baruch Yuvah since if he were to be Mekadesh the woman for himself, he would be Chayiv also. Aval Yisrael, Aval Gav Da'ovim Mishum Lifnei Yivah, L'osite En Mechshol. Very critical line. Says Tosos, granted, the Jew over here, if he does this act of Kiddushin, is definitely in violation of Lifnei Yivah, L'osite En Mechshol. Meaning, we're trying to figure out whose Isser is this. Right? If you're going to say, Yesh Liach L'dvar Aveira, so we're saying the Meshaleach is the one who's Chayiv for doing this Aveira. Right? It's not the shliach. Says Tosfos, yes, he is chayiv. The shliach isn't off the hook. He's chayiv for something. He's chayiv for lifnei yivah l'osite en mechshol kishem mekadesh l'kohen kiven di mekadesh la'atzmo lo mechayiv lo mikri baruch yuvah. But since if the Yisrael were to be mekadesh this grusha for himself, he wouldn't be chayiv for any iser. So memeli is not called a baruch yuvah. He's not called a baruch yuvah in the sense that we're going to apply the concept of Yesh Shliach L'dvar Aveira, and therefore the Mishaleach is also going to be Chayiv. So granted, the Shliach bears responsibility here because he's at least in violation of Lifnei Yivah L'osite En Mechshol, but the Mishaleach is also going to be Chayiv because the Shliach is not a Bar Chiyuva in the view of Ravina. Fractosos Vimtomer, May Nafkemina, Beileman Yamar Yibai Yavid, Beileman Yamar Shliach Bar Chiyuva, Lo Laki Alekidushin, L'Rava Da'amar Ba'asar Yuchsin, Kidesh En Aloka, Ba'aloka. He says, either way, wait a second over here. The being Mekadesh Agrusha, according to being Mekadesh Agrusha is Nisr? No, you get Malkus not for being Mekadesh Agrusha, according to Malkus for being Boel Agrusha. So how can you say that this is called Shliach L'dvar Aveira anyway? No one's a Baruch Yuvah over here. Even the Mishaleach didn't do anything wrong. And even if the Shliach was a Kohen, he's not a Baruch Yuvah. There's nothing wrong, per se, with the Kohen being Mekadesh, a woman who's a Grusha. There's only something wrong with the Kohen being Boel, a woman who's a Grusha. Says Tosfos, Yeshlomar Dichi Baal Achar Kach Loka, Afal Kiddushin Kedemuchach Breish Tumura. No, don't say there's nothing wrong with a Kohen being Mekadesh Grusha. We said that the Kohen only gets Malkus once he's Boel the Grusha, but what's that Malkus for? It's an interesting Chiddush. He goes, he's Mekadesh Grusha, he doesn't get Malkus. Then he's Boel her, and the Malkus is not only for the Bia, it's for the Kiddushin as well. It's just that at the time that he does the Kiddushin, he's not yet ready for Malkus, but once he does the Bia, then the Malkus is going to go back on the Kiddushin as well. So the Kiddushin absolutely is a Maisa Isser. Inam yesh lomer da'af l'rav nafkamina di yesh lichos chalon ha-Kiddushin v'yein shlichos ein chalon ha-Kiddushin. Still going to be enough kamina. Granted, it's not going to be enough kamina in terms of whether we punish the Mishaleach or not, but it's still going to be enough kamina whether we're still going to consider the act of Kiddushin a Maisa Isser to the extent that we need to know if the Kiddushin is chal. So if you say yesh lech l'dvar aveira, so when a Kohen sends somebody to Mekadesh or Grusha for him, then the Kiddushin is going to be chal. But if you say ein shlich l'dvar avera, so then the shlichus is not chal. The shlichus doesn't work. So this guy that goes and is mekadesh the grusha on behalf of the kohen, it doesn't work. The kiddushin isn't chal in the first place. So that's certainly enough kamina. It's not an issue of whether we're going to give malchus to the kohen or not. That's not our primary concern. Primary concern is, do they need a get? Are they married? Right, that's the primary issue. Okay, that's one important Tosfos. The second Tosfos we mentioned last night in the shir, Akfili Katan, right? The other nafkamina was, a man asks a woman, can you cut off the katan's payas? Truth is, the issue really could have been a case where the man says to a woman, I want you to cut off a man's payas. Meaning the point is that the shaliach is not a baruch yuva. The woman is not a baruch yuva either way. But that's unlikely to happen because the gadol is not going to allow himself to be hukav because it's nesedarais. Like the Gemara says in Makas Tavchav, both the nikiv and the makif are chayiv. But the katan will allow it to happen. Now it happens to be in Shulchan Aruch we paskin that a woman is not allowed to cut a child's payas off, right? Even a woman is not allowed to cut a child's payas off. Why the woman is not allowed to cut a child's payas off is a good question. Meaning, if after all the child child is not a bar chiyuva and the woman is not a bas chiyuva, so who exactly is violating nisir? It's a good kasha. But we do paskin that a woman is not allowed to cut a child's payas off. Now, interestingly, we paskin a guy is allowed to cut a child's payas off, but a woman is not. So Viavagav the Mukila Hasam Kin Nikiv Masayele Bahade Hainu Mishum Divinin Akhar Lolaki, Davalav Shema Maisav Lalav over the Olam. So Seth tells us, wait a second. When did the Gemara in Makkah said that when is the Nikiv responsible for his actions, for getting a haircut, for getting his payas cut off? That's only if he's Messiah. It's only if he adjusts his head and he moves his head and helps and aids in the process of cutting off his payas. But otherwise, he's not going to get Malkus. So Seth tells us, why don't we say it's talking about a case where a man asks a woman to cut the payas off of a gadol, off of a regular man, and don't tell me the man would never allow himself to do it. Maybe he would allow himself to do it as long as he's not Messiah. If he's Messiah, he wouldn't allow himself to do it because then he's going to be violating the Siddharaisa. But if he's not Messiah, if he's not adjusting his head to help the barber out, then he would allow himself to do it. So what's the problem with that? Maybe he would allow himself to do it in that case because he's not going to be in violation of any Isser. Seth tells us, very important, Yesod. If the Nikiv sits in the chair and he doesn't move his head, he doesn't budge, he's not going to get Malkus, because it's a lav shein bo maisa. But an issa daraisa, absolutely, he violated. Meaning, it's just because he doesn't get malchus doesn't mean there's no iser. The Gemara struggles with how the Nikiv can get malchus, and the Gemara says when he's Messiah, that's enough of a maisa for him to get malchus. But if he doesn't move his head, he doesn't budge, you can't say he gets malchus because he's not doing any maisa. But certainly he's violating the issa daraisa. Beis Yosef quotes that and passes this way lahalacha, quotes this from a number of other Rishonim. This is what we pass in that it's Nisa Daraisa. Happens to be the Maram Shik quotes that the Kesef Mishra's understanding of the Rambam is not so. That the Rambam holds that if a Nikiv sits there in the chair and doesn't do anything, doesn't budge, doesn't move, that he's not in violation of any Yisr whatsoever. And we pointed out last night, I don't think we have any overlap, so we pointed out last night that the Maram Shik points out that this, he has a raya to the Shitas HaRambam from a Gemara. The Gemara Masechet Nazir tells a very strange story. The Gemara says that Rav Huna's children would walk around without payas. They didn't have any payas. And Rav Adi Bar Rava got all upset at him. He says, who's makif your children? Who rounds off their heads? Who gives them such haircuts without payas? So Rav Huna says, that's my wife. She likes, she doesn't like payas. She doesn't like our kids to look so frum. So she cuts off their payas. She's not a bas chiyuva. Child's not a bar chiyuva. Yeah. So she cuts off their payas. So Rav Adi Bar Rava says, okay, she should bury all of her children. That for doing such a terrible thing. And the Gemara says, so long as Rav Adi Bar Rava was alive, Rav Huna was never able to have children who survived. All of his children died when Rav Adi Bar Rava was alive because of that curse. So what are you medayik from that Gemara? Just by the way, are you medayik that it's mutter, that it's aser to cut off the payas rosh? On the one hand, Rav Huna obviously held it was mutter. On the other hand, his children died. So it's also machlok, as we've shown him, why you should be medayik from that Gemara. We paskin that it's also for a woman to be makif katan, because after all, you know, you don't want to roll the dice on something like that. It's pretty scary. But it says in Maram Shik, that's a riot to the Shitas HaRambam, that a nikif is totally mutter if he doesn't do anything, if he just sits there. How's that a riot to the Shitas HaRambam? Because what was Rav Huna thinking? That it's mutter for his wife to be makif his children. So what he was thinking was very simple, that it's his wife is not a bas chiyuva, the child's not a bar chiyuva. Yeah, but there is an issur that we've discussed many times in the past that called los achilim, where you're not allowed to feed an issur to a child. You're not allowed to give an issur daraisa to a child, force an issur daraisa on a child, right? Even though katan ochel nevelos ein beis mitzum lafrisho, if a child eats nevelos, you don't have to stop him from doing so, but you're not allowed to feed a child nevelos. It's an issur daraisa. So frekt maram shik, granted, the child's not a bar chiyuva. But if this act is usher for an adult, is nisa daraisa for an adult, memela should be usher for the woman to do it to the child. Because then you're being machil the child, nisa daraisa. So it says, Maram Shik, Elamai, you have a riot at the Shitas Rambam. If the child sits there and doesn't move, then that act would not be usher for an adult. It's totally mutter for an adult to sit there and be nikaf if he's not doing a maisa, right? It's not that the Gemara is saying that when he doesn't do a maisa, it's still asr, he just doesn't get malchus. No, the Rambam holds that it's totally mutter. So since it's an act that's totally mutter, so mail, it's not a violation of los achilim. That's Ram Shik's raya to the Shitas Rambam. Either way, we don't pass like that Shitas Rambam. Okay, so that's the meat of today's shir. Let's get on to today's daf, though. Says the Gemara, mi kalaman di amar chatzal amishum yadus rabbi. So we had this discussion. Is chatzal midin shlichus, or is chatzar midin yad? So says Gemara, is there anyone that says the chatzar does not work midin yad? Vatanya, we have a brisa yada in the ali yada. Gaga chatzar karfi faminayin. I only know that yad. How do I know that a chatzar can also be called for her and by referring to a get? Right? Vinasan the yada tamalomar. Vinasan mikal makam. Pasuk says vinasan, and that's all inclusive. Even a chatzar, etc., can be called on her behalf. So don't you see that chatzar works midin yad? And says Gemara, Linyan get kol yam lo pligi dechatzar mishum yad disarbayi. When it comes to a get, certainly chatzar works midin yad. Ki pligi, you know where we have a machlokas? Linyan metzia. The whole machlokas is only in regards to a metzia. Mar sovri alfina metzia mi get. One shita says that we're going to learn metzia from get, and therefore, just like by get chatzar works midin yad, so to metzia chatzar works midin yad, and just like by get, therefore chatzar works for a ketana, so too by Metzia, right, the chatzar should work on behalf of the ketana, because that's where the machloka started, right? If you recall, Reish Lakish had said, ketana doesn't have a chatzar, nor arba amos. And Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, a ketana does have kinyan chatzar. So if chatzar is midin shlichus, then a ketana is not going to have chatzar, because a ketana can't make a shliach. But if chatzar is midin yad, ketana does have yad, so then chatzar should work for a ketana. So that's what we're saying. Mar sovri alfina metzia miget. So the shita that holds, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that a ketana does have kinyan chatzar, we'll say that we learn mitzia from get, that just like by get it's midin yad, by mitzia it's also midin yad, and therefore a ketana is able to do it. Umar savar lo yofin mitzia miget. And Reish Lakish, who says that a ketana does not have kinyan chatzar, would say, well, you can't learn mitzia from get. A ketana is able to be kona a get be kinyan chatzar, because the chatzar for a ketana by get is midin yad, but chatzar for a ketana by anything else, by a mitzia, is not midin yad, it's midin shliach, and therefore it doesn't exist, because a ketana can't make a shliach. The Iba Yisema, and by the way, Tos points out in the top, Tos is Hay Alfinin Havi Midrabanan. The Mitzias Katan Lahavi El Midrabanan. We're talking about a Katan finding something and being Kona. So he says it happens to be that that's only this word Yalfinan that we learn Mitzia from Get is only a Yalfusa Midrabanan. On a Daraisa level, we certainly don't learn one from the other, because on a Daraisa level, a Katan doesn't get to keep their own Mitzia. On a daraisa level, it's only mivnei shalom that a katan gets to keep their mitzvah. It's only gezel midivrayim, we're going to say soon in tomorrow's daf, God willing, that a katan gets to keep their mitzvah, because we don't want people, children going home crying all the time, right? But on a daraisa level, a katan does not get to keep the mitzvah. But anyway, v'ibay same. Another possibility is b'katana kuliyam lo pligi d'alfinu mitzvah miget. When it comes to a katana, everyone would agree that you learn mitzvah from get, and therefore the katana's chatzer could be kona midin yad, and she does have a kinyan chatzer. V'acha b'katan kamifgi. Over here, we're not talking about a little girl. We're talking about a little boy. Mar sovri alfinu katan miketana, mar sovri alfinu katan miketana. And that's the issue. Do we learn katan from katana? Right? We don't find anywhere in the Torah that the Torah says that a katan has a kinyan chatzer. We do find that it says a katana has a kinyan chatzer by a get. So by a katana, we're very comfortable saying that chatzer is midin yad. But by a katan, we're not quite as comfortable saying that, because we don't have anywhere in the Torah where it says that a katan can be kona through a kinyan chatzer. V'ibay same, a third possibility, Mara Murchad or Mara Murchad v'lo pligi. Third possibility is Rav Shimon Lakish is talking about a Metzia. When he says that a Ketana does not have Chatzer, he's talking about a Metzia. When Rabbi Yochanan says that a Ketana does have Kinyan Chatzer, he's talking about a Get. And they're not arguing. They both hold that a Katan and Ketana are capable of being Kona a Get through Kinyan. Well, a Ketana is capable of being Kona a Get through Kinyan Chatzer, but not capable of being Kona a Metzia through Kinyan Chatzer. Nu Mishnah. Rono son Ratzin Achar Metzia. If a guy sees that they're chasing after a metzia, there's a deer who has a broken leg, or birds that are unable to fly, and he says, okay, they're running into my field, and as soon as they're in my field, I want my field to be zocha for me, meaning I want my field to be kona, that metzia for me, the halacha is his field can be kona, right, through a kinyan chatzar, he can be kona the metzia that's in his field, provided that the deer has a broken leg and that the birds are unable to fly. But hayatzvi ratz kedarko, but if the deer is able to run normally, or the birds are perfectly capable of flying, and he says, I want my sada to be kona for me, then it doesn't work. Why? Because when he's unable to catch up to it, his field will not be able to be kona for him. Only if he's able to catch up to it, if they're catchable, then his field will be kona on his behalf. Says Tosfos, zachsalo. Nira, afgav d'lomar zachsali, d'zachsalo. Even if he doesn't say it, doesn't have to actually verbalize, I want my field to be zocha for me. his field is kona for him anyway. Kedamrina la'el, the Gemara said earlier, itikun rabbanu delikni ki lo amr mayhavi. Right, the Gemara said before that once the rabbanu made a takana that you're kona through these means, so why does it have to? Why would you have to say? Right, we were discussing kinyan arba amos when the guy is nofel on the mitziah. Right, so we said if he jumps on the mitziah, he's not kona it. So the Gemara said, well, why wasn't he kona b'dalet amos? So the Gemara said, oh, well, maybe it's because he didn't say anything. He didn't say he wanted his dalet amos to be kona. So Gemara said, who cares if he says it? If the Rabbanan made a takana, the dalet amos are kona, you don't have to say that you want the dalet amos to be kona. They're kona automatically. So over here as well, when it's so the Gemara had to give a different answer, that he's being megaladas by falling on it, that he doesn't want his dalet amos to be kona. But over here as well, if he wants his field to be kona for him, the mitziah, he shouldn't have to verbalize it. If the Rabbanan or Masakin, the Kinyan Chatzar works, it works, period. So says Tosfos, Vein Lomer, the Hasam Hainu Mishum, the Nafal Allah, the Gali Bidati, Shorot Saliknos, Aval Hacham Yemer, the Rot Saliknos. Now, maybe you're going to say the reason why we had a Havamina would work there, when he, even though he doesn't say anything, is because by the fact that he jumps on it afterwards, at least he does something that we know for sure he wants this item. But over here, if the guy doesn't say anything, how do we know he wants his Kinyan Chatzar to work? So says tells us no, that's a backwards way of looking at what's going on. Because the Gemara said the exact opposite. The Gemara said that when he falls on it, it doesn't make it better for him. It doesn't make it more likely that he's kona it. Adraba, it makes it worse for him because he's showing that the only form of kinyan he's interested in is his invented form of kinyan of falling on the item. But short of that, he's not interested in the kinyan. So don't tell me his falling on it makes his it makes it that he's able to be kona without speaking, because adraba, his falling on it takes away his kinyan. So also, first we say Chatzer Shalom is Kona Shlomi Daito. Sounds like you don't have to say that you want it to be Kona. Why then do we say that in our case the guy is saying I want my Chatzer to be Kona for me? Well, so we make that the case because of the Seifa. Because in the Seifa we want to say a bigger Chiddush, that when the deer is running in normal speed like a deer runs, that even if you do say you want your chatzar to be kona for you, it's still not going to be good enough. So we want to add in that extra chiddush in the sefer. But in the reisha, when your chatzar is kona for you, it's not necessary for you to verbalize that you want your chatzar to be kona for you. Now, why do we have to talk about a deer with a broken leg, without a broken leg? So says Tosfos, who adin afilu tzvi shavur im ratz achrav vein magio. It has nothing to do with whether the deer has a broken leg. It has to do with whether you can outrun the deer. So the assumption is, if it's got a broken leg, you can outrun it. If it doesn't have a broken leg, you can't outrun it. Well, it's just pash pshat in the Mishnah. It's a pash pshat tells us. Okay, says the Gemara. Am Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel. V'hu shamed v'tzad sadeh. You know when your field can be kona for you, when you have a kinyan chatzar? That's only if you're standing right next to your field. So says the Gemara, v'tikna v'sadeh, v'dam Rav Yosef v'chanin, chatzir shalad m'kona l'shalami daito. Why can't his field be kona for him, even when he's not standing there? After all, can't the chatzar of a person be kona for him? Shalomi daito? Even if he doesn't have knowledge of exactly the kinyan that's working right now, can't it be kona for him automatically? So answers Gemara, Hani mili b'chatzar mishtameres. Avul chatzar she'ina mishtameres, I omid b'tzad tzadehu in, ilo lo. You know when a chatzar could be kona for you, shalomi daito? That's if the chatzar is protected. There's a fence around it, there are shomrim on it. But if the chatzar is not mishtameres, then only if you're standing next to it, you can be kona. If you're not standing next to it, you cannot be kona. Uminot teima d'chatzar she'ina mishtameres, I omid b'tzad tzadehu in, ilo lo. How do we know that's the rule? How do we know that's true, that if it's a chatzar that's not mishtameres, that it could be kona for you when you are standing next to it, but not when you are not standing next to it? Titania, because we have a brisa, haya omid v'irva omer yodeani sha'omer sheyeshli besad apalim shachuhu. If a guy is in the city and he says, I know that the grains that I have in the field is shecha, that the workers in the field forgot it, lo yei shecha, but I'm declaring now that I haven't forgotten, and therefore I don't want it to be shecha, I'm the owner of the field. Yachlo Yeheshikha, so I might think what he says matters, and therefore it's not Shikha. Tabalomer Vishachta, Omer Besada, Besada Vishachta, Velo Be'ir. That something is determined whether it's Shikha or not in the field, but in the city can't become Shikha. So, frankly, more, wait a second. We just wanted to know how we know that his declaration that it's not Shikha does not work. So, we wanted to show that it is Shikha. And now we're saying, we're quoting a drasha from a pasuk, that when you're in the city, you can't make something shichcha. Well, what are you talking about? We're trying to bring a raya that it is shichcha when he's in the city. So says Mar Hagufa Kasha, Amrit Yachal Lo Yeh Shichcha, Alma Havi Shichcha. Right? It sounds like we're trying to bring a raya that it is shichcha. V'nasav la gemara besad v'shachachta v'lo be'ir, Alma La Havi Shichcha. Now we're bringing a raya that something is not shichcha. Elulav, so must be Hachi Kamer. This is how to understand the braisa. Besada shechuach meikaru have a shichcha. In the field, if something was forgotten all along, so then it's going to be shichcha. But zachur lebesov shechuach ain't shichcha. But if you remembered about it and then later on forgot about it, it's not going to be shichcha. My taima dekivin dekai gaba have lechatzer v'zachsali. Ah, now we're getting involved in our suga. Since you're standing right next to it, it's a chatzer that's not mishtameres, but you're standing right next to it. You're omid al gabav, and therefore your chatzer is automatically koneit for you, as long as you were not shocheach initially. So at that moment you're koneit, and therefore it's not there for the aniyim. Avol biir, but if you're in the city, afilu zachur l'besov shechuach have a shichcha. Even if you remembered initially about it and then forgot about it, it is going to be shichcha. It's going to be hefker for the aniyim. My time, why should that be called shichcha? Because if you're not right next to the field, your field is not koneit for you, and mail it's subject to shichcha, it could become shichcha. So you see from there very clearly what? That when it's a chatzer she'ena mishtameres, if you're right next to the field, then your field is koneh for you. If you're not right next to the field, your field is not koneh for you. And that's why when it comes to shichcha that you had remembered initially, but you had since forgotten, if you're right next to your field, good, as soon as you remembered initially, you were koneh it, and therefore it's not there to be left for the aniyim. But if you were not right next to your field, so as soon as the poem forget about it, it becomes shichcha because you're not koneh it, and the aniyim are able to come and take it. So frankly, Mar Mimai, how do you know that's the logic for the din, that it has to do with whether you're omid b'tzad today or not? Maybe there's nothing to do with that. Maybe it's just gzeres hakasav, that in the sada, something can become shichcha, and when you're in the ear, your item cannot become shichcha. So Amar Kral, lo sashav l'kachto, l'rabos shichcha si'ir. No, because we have a special pasuk that tells us that there is such a thing as shichcha si'ir. So don't tell me that it's gzeres hakasav, that there's no such thing as shichcha si'ir. We do have a possible to be marbe dafka shichcha si'ir. Frek the Gemara, hami ba'yilei l'lav. No, we already need those sashav l'kachta to teach me the isra lav, that once something is shichcha, I'm not allowed to go and retrieve it for myself. I have to leave it for the aniyim. It's one of the matnas aniyim. Like a shichcha and peya. So I'm not allowed to go and retrieve it for myself. Im kain, so that's not teaching me the idea that something can become shichcha when you're in the city. So Zmar, im kain, name akra lo sikachenu. Milo Sashov Rabu Shikhasir. The phrasing of the Pasuk indicates that there's more than one limud over there. If it just wanted to tell me in Isra not to go retrieve it, it would have said Lo Sikachenu. By saying Lo Sashov Lakhto, by throwing in an extra word, implies that there's such a thing as Shikha Bir as well. Frak the Gemara, yeah, but I still need the Pasuk. Vakati mi by Lechitnan. I still need the Pasuk to teach me the din in the following Mishnah. Shalafanavain Shikha, Shalachrov Yeshikha. Whatever's in front of you is not going to be subject is not going to be considered shichcha because you haven't gotten there yet. Whatever you've already passed is behind you is shichcha. Shubi Bal Tashuv. Because then it's an issur of Bal Tashuv. Meaning Bal Tashuv means I've already passed it, I'm not allowed to go back and retrieve it. So it's only called shichcha if I've passed by and I didn't take it, now I'm not allowed to go back and retrieve it. Zaklal, called Shubi Bal Tashuv shichcha. Whatever you could say about that you can't go back to get is shichcha. Kol Shenim Bal Tashuv. Anything that's not the Bal Tashuv is not Shikha. So you still need the Pasuk to teach me that din, and therefore the Pasuk is not free to teach me that there's a concept of Shikha Si'ir. And we're vaiter back to our question that you don't necessarily know that there's a din that a Chatzah Shein Mishlameris, if you're Omid Mitzad today, it's Kona. If you're not Omid Mitzad today, it's not Kona. Maybe the whole reason by Shikha is because there's a Gzer Sakasav that Shikha can't be created when you're in the city. Says Gemara Amravashi Amakra, yeah. Okay, you're right. It's not that pasuk, but we have a different pasuk that tells us that there's such a thing as shichcha si'ir. And as long as you have a pasuk tell me that there's such a thing as shichcha si'ir, the only explanation for the brisa is that when you have a chatzah she'ena mishtameres, if you're omid b'tzad tzadeh, it can be kona for you, and if you're not omid b'tzad tzadeh, it cannot be kona for you. So back to our main topic. Both Ula and Rabbi Baruchana paskin that the only time you're sada that's ena mishtameres is is going to be kona on your behalf, is that you're able to do a kinyan chatzer, is when you are standing right next to your field. So that's what we're going to be focusing on now. Ula and Rabbi Baruch Hanan's psak that only if you're standing next to your field will your chatzer, that's in a mishtameris, be kona on your behalf. Says in Gemara Esrei, Rabbi Abba Liula, so Rabbi Abba asked him the following ma'aser from Gamliel Zakenim. There was a story with Rabbi Gamliel and the Zakenim. Shayubam Basvina, they were traveling on a boat. Amar Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says, I didn't take Trumas and Maestros. And says Rashi, he was worried that the people in his house are not going to realize that he didn't take Trumas and Maestros because there's a chazaka ala chaver, Sheinim Otsi Mitachs Yad Adavar Sheinim Musukan, that someone who's a chaver, who's a Talmud Chacham, we assume that he would never allow anything, any of his produce to remain untithed. So his family is going to assume that clearly he must have taken Trumas and Maestros already, and they're going to start eating it, they're going to start using the produce, and he realizes, oy vey, it's not gemaisud yet, there's no Trumas and Maestros taken from it. So what does he do? He comes up with the following idea. He's on a boat in the middle of nowhere, so what does he do? He looks around at his fellow passengers on the boat, and he says, Isr shani yasud lamud nasun Yoshua. The Maestros Rishon that I'm going to measure out later when I get back home, as of now, I'm giving to Rabbi Yeshua. How is Rabbi Yeshua acquiring it? I'm renting the place where the Meiser is. And that way Rabbi Yeshua is going to be kona it through Kenyan Chatzer. Right? So he's going to own the place where my Meiser is sitting right now, where the produce that I'm later going to determine is Meiser is sitting right now, and Rabbi Yeshua is going to be kona through Kenyan Chatzer. Now, obviously the key for us over here is the kinyan chatzer element. And Rabbi Gamliel is obviously not omid b'tzad tzedei. Rabbi Yeshua, rather, is not omid b'tzad tzedei, the field that he just rented, so to speak, from Rabbi Gamliel. And yet, the kinyan chatzer is working on his produce. V'yisur achash an yasud lamud, and the next 10% that I'm going to measure out, this was a year not of Maiser Sheni, where Maiser Sheni, you don't have to give to anybody, you take yourself and you just eat in Yerushalayim. This was a year of Maiser Ani, right? It depends on the year. Year 3 and 6 are Maiser Ani years. So this was a year of Maiser Ani. So he says, and the 10% that I'm going to give for Maiser Ani, Nasal Akiva ben Yosef, I'm giving right now to my fellow passenger, Rabbi Akiva. Now it happens to be, Rabbi Akiva was the Gabbai Tzedakah. So that's why you give the Maiser Ani, you're Yotzei giving Maiser Ani, by giving it to the Gabbai Tzedakah, letting the Gabbai Tzedakah distribute the funds as he sees fit. Kadesha Yiska Balaniyim, so that he could be Zelcha for the Aniyim. I want Rabbi Akiva to be able to make the kin for the Aniyim. Umakoma Muskalo, and the Makom, where the produce is, should be rented out to Rabbi Akiva. So, V'chi Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, B'tzatz Adel, Shomim Umliel HaYomdin, were Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua standing right next to the field of Rabbi Yeshua? They certainly were not. We're standing right next to the field of Rabbi Gamliel. They certainly were not. So how did the kinyan chatzer work? I thought if you have a chatzer sheni mishtameres, you need someone standing next to the field in order to be kona. So Amalei, dami haimid rabban k'dol gamri in shishmaita. So they responded to him, that's a ridiculous question. If you're asking that question, you're like, it's as if you never learned before. So kiyasa the surah, so who's one that asked that question that doesn't sound so ridiculous to us, right? It was Esfei Rabbi Abba, right? Rabbi Abba had asked the question. So they rank out Rabbi Abba, and they say, what a ridiculous question. How can you ask such a question? Rabbi Abba asked it to Ula, and Ula tells him it was a ridiculous question. So he still wanted an answer. So kiyasa the surah, amrulu hachi. So when he went to surah, he said, they told him the following, that hachi amrula, v'hachi osvisei, I'm sorry, Rabbi Abba reported what the whole conversation was. He said, look, this is the halacha Ula taught me, that you need to be omid b'tzad tzedeihu if you want your chatzin to be kona. And v'hachi osvisei, this is the kasha I asked on him. So amrulei ehumi rabbanan, so one of the rabbanan said to him, Rabbi Gamliel, metalt li'agav mekarkai hikna lahem. Over there, it wasn't a kinyan chatzin that Rabbi Gamliel was makna to them the produce. It was a kinyan agav, that when you do a kinyan on karka, you can be kona metalt. Normally, for karka, it has kesef shtar chazaka, or its own types of kinyanim. And for metaltalin, it has separate types of kinyanim, hagba, mashicha, things like that. But you can use kinyani karka on metaltalin if you're also being kona karka. Right? Normally, kinyani karka don't work on metaltalin, kinyani metaltalin don't work on karka, but if you're being kona both, you could do kinyani karka and it will work both on karka and metaltalin. That's called kinyan agav. It wasn't kinyan chatzer. That's why they didn't need to be omid b'tzad tzedeihu. It was kinyan agav that was working over there. So Rabbi Zeri Kibler, Rabbi Abba lo Kibler. Rabbi Zeri said, that's a brilliant answer. Rabbi Abba said, I don't like that answer at all. Amar Rav Shap Rav Delo Kibler. Rav said that Rabbi Abba is very discerning. It was very smart of him not to like that answer. Why? Why didn't he just do a kinyan chalipin? Right? Why didn't he just take a handkerchief and do a kinyan chalipin? End of story. What does he have to get through this whole mess with the chatzar? Just do a kinyan chalipin. Ela tovas hanai in a mamon liklus men bechalipin. The only thing is, you can only do a kinyan chalipin when there's a business transaction. Over here, it's just a pure matana. So there's nothing coming back in the other direction to do a kinyan chalipin. What's Rabbi Gamliel getting out of the deal? All he's getting out of the deal is tovas hanai, that they're going to appreciate that he's giving their maaser rishon to Rabbi Yeshua and that he's giving his maaser ani to Rabbi Akiva to deal with. But that's not substantial. And therefore, kinyan chalipin won't work. And guess what? By a kinyan agav also, hachanami tovas hanai in a moment liknos al gabe karka. By kinyan agav, you also need something substantial to go in the other direction. And you don't have that. So don't tell me it was a kinyan agav. This situation is not eligible for kinyan agav. So Rabbi Abba was very discerning and very smart by saying, I don't accept that answer. This had to be a kinyan chatzer. And I want to know why they didn't have to be standing right next to the field. Answers Gemara Velohi, but the truth is it's not so. Matnos Kuhuna Nasina Ksiva Bahu, Khalipin Derek Mecha Khamemkarhu. By Matnos Kuhuna, you don't need it to be with a business transaction. All it says is Nasina. Metaltlanaga Makarka Nasina Ali Masahi. And granted, Metaltlanaga of the Karka is not a real Mecha Khamemkar. It's not a good business deal when you're not getting anything in return. But a Nasina, that it is. So you're able to do a Kinyan Agav even though you're not getting anything back in return. And Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa says, no, the difference is, Das Acheres Makno Sunshiny. The difference is, you know when you need to be standing next to your field to be Kona? That's only when no one is being Makne it to you. You're the sole person who's doing the act of Kinyan. So then you need to be standing next to your field in order to be Kona. In this case, what's happening? Rabbi Gamliel is giving to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Gamliel is giving to Rabbi Akiva. You have someone being makneed to you. When someone is being makneed to you, you don't need to do as strong an act of kinyan because you don't have to do the whole job. The other person is doing half the kinyan for you. They're being makneed to you. So therefore, you don't need to be omade, but satzadeo. That's what Papa's answer. Just to backtrack a little bit, what was going on this boat? Right? What did Rabbi Gamliel forget? Why did he want to do this? So we had said Rashi's pshat, right? That Rashi had said he forgot to give them the trumas and maestros, and that's why he wanted to give it on the boat because his family was going to rely on him. Rashi, Tosas has a series of questions on Rashi. First, Tosas says, Kasha, Hainu Dafka B'chavar Shemesa B'holich V'emidai T'Allah Shavad Yom Rabin. When do we say that there's a chazak on a chavar that he's not multi mitachas yad and davashim musukan? It's when a chavar dies. It's when a chavar goes on a journey a long way away and he's not coming back for months. Then we assume he would have taken care of everything before he left. Over here, he was taking a ferry ride, you know, the Staten Island ferry or something. He was coming back that night. He was just on a boat. He was worried that that day that his family is going to eat from it. Does the chazakah really apply in that case? You could say a chazakah of the chavar, he's not going to leave a Davar Sheinu Masukan in his house over at some point it's Sheinu Masukan. There's going to be 5 minutes and it's Sheinu Masukan. So does the Chazak really apply over here? Va'od, furthermore, Lama Nasim Rabbi Shul Rabbi Kiva Yikolim Shem V'lo Yoser. Why does he have to do a Nesina? Just be Korei Shem that's my Sarishon, that's my Sarani. Good, fine, we're finished. You don't have to do the Nesina in order to make the produce mutter, right? We've discussed on many occasions. There are two mitzvahs when it comes to, let's say, Truma. There's a mitzvah of Hafrashas Truma and a mitzvah of Nesina Truma L'Kohen. And they have different halachos. Hafrashas Truma, we say, Chita Achas Putaris Kol HaKri. So as Rid points out in the Biyudah. And Nesina Truma is only Kedei Nesina. It's a different halacha. So all you really needed to do over here was the Hafrasha. Why do you have to give it to the Levi? You didn't need to do a Kinyan over here. All these questionable forms of Kinyan in order to make it Bichal, in order to make your family able to eat the food. So that's another kasha. Va'od, Deinza Kriya Shem, Delamar Asar Yehi Meiser, Delamar Meiser Rishon Yehi Nosan Yoshua. He didn't say Asar Yehi Meiser. He just said, whatever is Meiser Rishon is Nosan Yoshua. It doesn't even count as Kriya Shem. It doesn't even count that he's being mafresh something as Meiser. So says Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi totally misunderstood the case. We're not talking about being mafresh Trumas and Meisros. His Trumas and Meisros were already Gemeiser, everything was already taken. The thing is, it was now the Shnas HaBiur. It was now the time where all the Trumas and Meisros that you have in your house, in Erev Pesach, on the 4th and the 7th year, when all the Trumas and Meisros that you have in your house, you need to get rid of, and you need to make sure that they get to their right location. A lot of times, things just pile up. You know, you have a Truma corner, a Meiser corner, and you just didn't have a chance and you give it to a Levi. So there are things all around the house. So you have to do the Biur now, and you have to go and say, B'yarti HaKadosh Ben Abayis, you're going to have to go and say the Vidui Meisros, that you took care of everything already, right? So you're going to do the Biur now. Now, what's the Biur? Making sure that it gets in the right hands. Problem is, he's not there to go distribute it, but he's on the boat, so he has to make sure. He doesn't have to be Korei Shem. That's why it's not a valid Kriya Shem. He doesn't have to be Korei Shem. He just has to distribute it and make sure that everything gets into the right hands. So that's how Tosfos understands the whole story that's going on over here. Tosfos also asks, wait a second, what about Truma Gedola? He didn't give the most important thing. Truma Gedolah, you have to give the Truma to the Kohen. He doesn't do that over here. He's giving Ma'aser Risha, and he's giving Ma'aser. So it says, tells us, Yeshlomo, the Truma Gedolah, Terem Shenasa Efrisha. He gave Truma Gedolah before he left. Why would he give Truma Gedolah and not everything else before he left? He says, because it's so much easier to give Truma Gedolah than it is to do everything else. Everything else has a very exact shear. So because it has a very exact shear, Ma'aser is exactly 10%. So you can't estimate a Ma'aser. You have to give exactly 10%. Truma Gedolah Mi'ikra Din we pask in Chita Achas Pteres Kol Akri. So granted, we say Mida Beninus is 1/50th, and Mida Tova is 1/40th, and Mida Ra is one Ayin Ra is 1/60th. Granted, that's fine, that's wonderful, but Chita Achas is really Pteres Kol Akri, and therefore you're allowed to estimate when you give Truma, because it doesn't really matter. No matter what you give is good enough. So since you're allowed to estimate, it's much easier for someone on the run, as he's running out to a business trip, to go and give Truma Gedolah than it would be to give Ma'aser. Just one more Ha'ara, the next Tosus asks, wait a second, why was he giving his Ma'aser Rishon to Leviim? Didn't Ezra make a takana that the Leviim lost their rights to Ma'aser Rishon, and that it now goes to Kohanim? So that's a major discussion, whether the Leviim, Tosus throughout Shas, whether the Leviim lost their rights totally, or the Leviim now had to share those rights with the Kohanim. Take a look at Tosus, Dibur Masal, Nasan Yeshua, in a few more details.